Peter O'Neill reporting live from the Money 2020 show in beautiful Amsterdam. And I'm here with Frederik Schurholm, who is the Senior Sales Director for Precise Biometrics. Welcome, Frederik. And I just wanted to start off by asking, what are you talking about at the show? What is Precise trying to relay to your potential customers here?
Yeah, thank you very much, Peter, and it's great to be here. We are here with our partners and customers basically to discuss how we can help them succeed in bringing the biometric smart cards and payment cards to the market. I would say that the interest in the biometric smart cards has really gained momentum over the last few years. We've seen pilots with banks underway in both Europe, US, Africa, Middle East, and even Asia. So I would say there is a real interest on this on a global scale right now.
Thanks very much. And as you wander around the show, it's been fascinating for me. But what have you seen that is new? What excites you here?
Yeah, well, obviously, one thing is, of course, that the contactless biometric payment cards is one of the next big things, we believe, for biometrics and payments. And not at least because it also introduces a new technical innovation to the card industry, which I think is very much asked for. But also another major topic on the conference has been the overall theme of trust and security, and especially in line with the current regulations, GDPR, PSD2, the debate about around data breach and trusted digital identity. And I think this plays very well with our focus as a company, since we play security as one of the key areas for Precise Biometrics. For example, with our biometric smart card offering, we have a special way of securing the biometrics inside the secure element of the smart chip. But of course, this is a technical challenge as well. Working with biometric smart cards, as in our place, we are, of course, seeing some technical challenges. How to optimize a solution that can really run on these small, very limited platforms? And I think that's of course why we're here, to introduce what we can offer and help the ecosystem to foster the adoption of these platforms. I would say another interesting theme that I've seen also here on the show, and I guess you've seen the same, Peter, is the introduction of various digital onboarding solutions using biometrics. I would say that today it's basically possible to onboard a customer, have them order their hopefully biometric smart card or payment card, pay their bills, do online or in-store transactions, actually all done without showing having a physical interaction with the bank, all using biometrics, and even not having to use a password or a PIN. And I think this is a really exciting future, which I think will be a key role for biometrics in the financial industry going forward.
Well, you know, I saw a lot of the same kind of things that you did, and actually during our panel, we held a biometric panel with a number of the key players in the industry yesterday, and a lot of those topics that you mentioned came up. So what's next for Precise? Where is the company heading next? Where do you see the future?
Well, we're a company that have been working on the mobile smartphone industry for I would say since the introduction of the first fingerprint sensors on the mobile phones 5-6 years ago. And now we're taking that offering into the biometric smart card side. And we see that this is for us the next big thing, to have basically the possibility to have a very convenient and secure way of using your payment card, at the same time reducing the fraud for the card issuers, and all that done by using our software solutions. So that's where we see the future heading.
Well, Frederik, thank you very much for carving out some time for us, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you very much, Peter. Same to you.